The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Yesterday, a top official at the Venezuelan consulate in Miami recognized National Assembly leader Juan Guaido as the rightful president of Venezuela. First Consul Scarlett Salazar was just the latest diplomat to abandon Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The authoritarian socialist leader is facing an ever-growing chorus inside and outside his country demanding that he leave office. WLRN's America's correspondent Tim Padgett is here to talk about the rapid developments in this crisis and also about whether or not Maduro can survive it. Tim, can you briefly remind us how we got here? Why do so many in Venezuela and the international community, including the United States and a host of Latin American countries, insist that Maduro is no longer the legitimate president and Guaido is?
Well, most legal experts say Maduro's re-election last year was unconstitutional, and therefore his re-inauguration this month was essentially illegal. So in that case, Venezuela's constitution says the leader of the National Assembly, Juan Guaido, becomes interim president until a new legitimate election can be held.
How significant was it to have a top Venezuelan diplomat stationed right here in Miami defect to Guaido?
I think very. I mean, South Florida is the epicenter of exile opposition to Maduro's regime, so the symbolism is pretty heavy. And it has a psychological effect inside Venezuela because it also suggests that Venezuela's usually dysfunctional opposition has finally become effective and therefore worth following.
Now, last night, the United States slapped heavy sanctions on Venezuela's state-run oil company. How much financial pain is that going to cause Maduro's regime?
Potentially quite a bit. These new sanctions essentially stop the revenue from Venezuela's oil exports to the U.S. from getting back to the Maduro regime. Theoretically, they'll now go to a blocked escrow account, eventually to be controlled by a new Venezuelan government. Thanks to the economic catastrophe the socialists have created in Venezuela, the Maduro government is running out of money. And the Trump administration thinks the oil sanctions could cost Maduro's regime as much as $11 billion this year. EU countries are also poised to recognize Guaido as president, and they could block Maduro from accessing other assets, like more than $1 billion worth of Venezuelan gold sitting in Great Britain. The question is how much more pain these actions cost the average Venezuelan.
But will it be enough to convince Venezuela's military commanders to go over to Guaido's side? Does any of this matter if that does not happen?
No, you're right. I mean, the Venezuelan military leaders are the key. They're the only thing keeping Maduro in power. And they're staying loyal to him so far because he's made them the bosses of so many lucrative government ventures like oil production and food distribution and, according to U.S. indictments, drug trafficking. So for them to abandon Maduro, the money they get has to dry up as a result of these U.S. and international sanctions. And they also have to be convinced that the amnesty Guaido is promising them will keep them out of jail.
U.S. officials warned that if any of its diplomats from the embassy in Caracas, if any of them are harmed, it will provoke a strong response. Do you think that means U.S. military intervention?
Well, the Trump administration keeps insisting that option is still on the table, but obviously one hopes that would be the last possible resort, because any sort of Yankee military intervention would tear down the credibility of what has so far been a diplomatic effort to restore democracy in Venezuela. I mean, it would look just like yet another U.S.-engineered coup in Latin America.
Now, Guaido is calling for more massive anti-Maduro street protests tomorrow, Wednesday. Is he at bigger risk now of being arrested? And are his followers facing a bigger threat of brutal treatment from Maduro's security forces?
Right now, surprisingly, I don't think he's in danger of arrest because it would just bring a lot more international pressure down on Maduro's head. And sources I spoke with yesterday in embassies that recognize Guaido as president say they're ready to give him refuge if he feels he's about to be arrested. But we are seeing a brutal response from Venezuelan state security against protesters. Human rights groups say dozens of demonstrators have been killed, and this could get uglier the longer this standoff drags on.
That was WLRN America's correspondent, Tim Padgett. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.